So then I went to work then with the man in the Cranford area. We were working at buildings and... Well, there wasn't so much new houses going on at that time. It was only very odd. And it was more or less kind of repairing or renovating houses, yeah. You know. That'd be 1950 or thereabouts.
Maybe adding a room, like a bathroom or kitchen. Or
adding up or plastering or maybe re-roofing or yeah. Something like that, you know.
What was the contractor's name, Dennis?
Oh, it was McGrady. Or McCready, they call him up there. Johnny McCready, I was dead long ago. So I've been a couple of years with him. We built the Cool Chapel.
The which chapel?
The Cool Chapel.
And?
Up in the Cool. It's up above Cranford.
All right.
So it's just a small chapel that's yeah. Up there. It was built in 1853. So then they were going to build a chapel over in Fannett then. So, but I didn't, I had crossing the boat and all that, so that was too awkward. And I went to work with up at the chapels up there at Gagne.
Right.
So I was at the building of that as well.
Gee. 1854. So you worked on three chapels, Dennis?
Hmm?
You worked on three of them, three of the chapels? Like?
And two.
Two.
Okay. Well, I suppose I worked for an odd time at the chapel in Kerry Yard as well, the main one there. We were up on the roof on it for a few times. But, and spent most of the time then building, you know, the single houses, council cottages, and
yeah.
Out through the country then with another man over from over the Chrysler Road there, yet again.
So the new houses had started then, Dennis?
Aye, single houses, council cottages.
Life was improving a wee bit.
Life was improving.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it was a step up anyway.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing in a way because the people were still living in the area, whereas these other housing estates, you're taking the people out of the countryside and put them into sort of ghettos.
Yeah, I get the idea, yeah.
You know, the single house to the country.
Much better.
Much better.
Far better.
Yeah.
So the work took you right round a lot of the county, Dennis, like? Or did you work just around Crease, like Carrigart?
Well, mostly around Crease and Carrigart. Well, I worked over a few days in Falkirra, over at the barracks in Falkirra.
You worked there?
Aye. Doing maintenance on the re-roof to a couple of buildings right the back. I don't know, they built a new barracks down in Falkirra.
They did, yeah.
Well, this was the old one.
But they renovated the old one as well. It's quite nice.
The phones were going automatic at the time and they were working, whatever they were calling them, Aircom or PNT or whatever they were at the time. They were working down behind the press or fixing it up then to make it look like something. Few old buildings out the back to re-roof them. So I spent a few days there.
Was it mostly, when you mentioned the re-roofing, was it mostly woodwork you were interested in, Dennis, or did you do all? Like?
Ah, it was mostly block building I was doing, but with roofing as well.
But you could turn your hand to any of it, like to all of it? Like? There was no problem turning to woodwork or...
Oh, not really. It was just...
You picked it up just as you went along?
Aye. Well, everything is evolving anyway. You see, the building trade is always coming up with new ideas. You know.
Mm.
One man gets an idea, somebody else gets another idea.
But it's changed so much since you started, then.
Oh, it's changed a lot since.
My God.
We were sort of pioneers just.
No, but even the roofing of the house, like it's changed. Like, you know, they're putting thicker joists in and everything, like, and insulating houses. And
aye.
Whereas there was no insulation.
Well, no insulation in the beginning, no.
Just
even in the very beginning, there were no cavity walls.
There wasn't?
No, it was just a solid block wall. When they started building after the Second World War.
Do you mean the block lying on the flat? Like?
Aye.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gee. Would that not be damp though, Dennis?
Ah, it was damp, surely. They were making the blocks on nail too. They were making them with salt water.
Where were they making them, Dennis?
In the Isle, in the Isle and Roy.
Right. And the salt water, like, would have to be damp.
Well, the galvan and everything were taken off the shore anyway, so yeah. Or salt on them.
And what about then plastering? Did you take that on, Dennis? Did you do?
Hmm?
Did you do plastering and all that?
I did a bit of plastering as well.
Were you using muck or sand, I suppose?
No, at the beginning the sand was we got down the shore there, we ran a dewy mixed with the sand that's here, like the sandy hills, what we call the rabbit sand. Just mixed the two together, was making a good enough plastering. Good enough for plastering.
And what about the windows then, Dennis? Like, where were they being made? Like, were they made locally here, you know? When a contractor took on the building of a house, would he buy the wood, the windows locally, like that?
Not in my time, no. I don't know where they've been made. There were some joineries making them somewhere.
Mostly Red Deal, it would have been, Dennis.
Aye. Red Deal at the time, I think it didn't last very long. It only lasted 7 or 8 years, and then they had to be replaced again.
They wouldn't make that 10 years even.
No.
They'd start to rot.
Well, it's had steel wonders around as well. There were steel wonders being made. But it wasn't all that great. Some of them were very bad. Some of them were rusted in short time.
They weren't a success either, no.
No.
So you spent 50 years of the building trade, Dennis?
I spent the most of 50 years, aye. 50 years.